Hi, this is Zach Martin, editor of Recurring ID Magazine. Welcome to another edition of the Recurring ID Podcast. Today we're speaking with Robert DiVincenzi, President and CEO at LaserCard, about a Frost & Sullivan report discussing government IDs. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Identification has changed a lot in the last 10 years. From carrying around a laminated piece of plastic with a photo on it to now carrying around a card that could feature multiple covert and overt security features, ID documents won't ever be the same. Frost & Sullivan released a report today that talks about how identification documents are changing and the role that LaserCard is playing in that change, not only securing the physical features of the document, but also using technology to secure information in the document itself. Thanks for joining me today, Bob.
Thanks, Zach. It's nice to be here.
Bob, one of the cards that you guys have been putting together is the green card, or the U.S. permanent resident card, and that was called out by Frost & Sullivan as being kind of a great example of a government-issued ID. Bob, tell me what's unique from a card technology perspective about the green card.
Oh, of course, I'd be happy to. You know, first and foremost, it's really the first ID card in the world to combine our LaserCard-created optical security media and an RFID tag. It also is a bit unique in that it represents a fresh, bottoms-up review of all of the security and design characteristics associated with the development and implementation of a leading-edge identity credential.
Can you tell me a little bit about what went into putting this technology together?
Well, it starts first and foremost with the review that the Department of Homeland Security completed of all of the security capabilities and techniques available in the market today. That's where the process started, with the goal being to implement a leading-edge border crossing document that was going to be effective not only in the use of and leveraging of recent innovations in electronic border crossing technologies, but also recognizing the realities of the border crossing environment and that many border crossings are conducted only with a visual inspection of the credential by an inspection authority. So first and foremost was the review of all of the security features available to the department. Secondarily was the design and layering of those technologies into a credential that had the highest level of counterfeit resistance and performance from an authentication and threat management perspective. Those are fundamentally the unique elements that were implemented within the definition of the goals and the ultimate design of the credential. We were pleased to be selected as an ongoing supplier principally because of the innovations that we have made not only in our card design and integration capability, the challenge associated with integrating the RFID technology into the card body of a credential, but also the innovations that we've made in optical security media over the last couple of years, where we have implemented a far more sophisticated level of visual security capability in the media that allows that document to be certified as authentic by a border inspection authority at the point of the border crossing.
And tell me about the visual and electronic inspections that are required at border crossing environments and why that's a challenge for coming up with a border crossing document.
That is a great question. It really points out back to the fundamental objective that DHS had, which was to select the best of the current generation of security technologies and to implement the best of those technologies in the credential. The reality of the circumstances at border crossings in the United States, and in fact common in border crossings around the world, is not all of those border crossings are equipped with a means to electronically interrogate a credential. and not all of those border crossings are equipped with inspectors that have the same level of comprehensive training on all of the security techniques that they are held accountable for reviewing. So ensuring that a document, a security and travel document, is representing properly the specific characteristics of the inspection scenario that the card is going to be exposed to is absolutely critical, which is one of the reasons why DHS concentrated so much energy on making sure that the card was capable of being authenticated using the visual security characteristics of the credential, in addition to supplementing the characteristics that are associated with electronic authentication. It simply is a recognition of the reality around how inspection documents are used and reviewed by inspection authorities.
But one of the new features of the green card, the new green card that you guys are doing, is a RFID chip that complies with the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And it also has the optical stripe technology. Something I probably should have brought up in my introduction, that just in case any of our listeners aren't familiar with optical stripe technology, can you give our listeners just an idea of what that technology is and what you and how it works?
Well, certainly. I mean, optical security media, which is the way that we refer to our core technology, is a material that can be applied to secure credentialing implementations or credential designs. This material can be purposed not only to provide secure digital storage of information, either biometric or demographic information about the cardholder, but it can also be used to represent highly resolved visual images. They can either be personalized in association with the cardholder, say, for example, their photograph represented in the material, or it can carry standardized covert or forensic images that might be established by the issuing agency that dramatically increase the counterfeit resistance of the credential and make its examination more effective from the perspective of authenticating the cardholder's right to carry the credential.
Okay, great. You know, the Frost and Sullivan report that's been released today talks about how the challenges in government-issued IDs right now, and putting the security features on the document, and then also securing the information in the document through different types of media, whether it be a smart contact smart card chip, a contactless smart card chip, an RFID, or an optical stripe. You know, you guys have seemed to be working with a lot of different governments around the world on these multi-technology IDs. Can you talk to me about some of the challenges that you guys have faced with that and putting all these different technologies into one standard ID document, kind of how that's been for you guys?
Yeah, no, I'll be happy to do that, Zach. It actually is a pretty complicated prospect. You're right. We are working with many governments around the world to both design and implement security credentials, which are intended to be optimized for their use or their application. And those credentials are typically being used to either certify the identity of a citizen or a foreign resident, maybe an individual who's entitled to vote or an individual who might be responsible for certifying his or her ownership of an asset, like an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
So the applications are widely varied. Because they are widely varied, there are often different levels of security required by the card issuer or the issuing agency. And what we typically spend most of our time doing with our clientele is working with them to understand the specific use of the credential, the security level that they wish to attain with the credential, and the inspection and authentication procedures that they're going to use in order to ascertain whether or not the cardholder actually has a authentic and current credential. To accomplish those objectives often requires the implementation of a wide variety of techniques and technologies, complex printing, sophisticated optically variable devices, tactile features on credentials, as well as the machine-readable examples that you've mentioned earlier in this conversation, like either optical security media or contact or contactless technologies. So the challenge for LaserCard, and in fact the challenge for any credential issuer, is to understand the use cases that are going to be associated with the credential, the method by which it's going to be authenticated, and then to fit the security design of the credential to those characteristics. And what we find typically is document issuers, as I've said earlier, agencies, are often challenged to implement security techniques and technologies that can be ascertained on visual inspection by a document inspector, or in some cases, even by a commercial enterprise, if the document is going to be used to certify a person's identity to conduct a transaction, a commercial transaction, as an example. And just in the same way, that document also has to be interrogated from an electronic or machine perspective as well, based upon the implementation circumstances of the customer. So our biggest challenge is to take those use cases, the environment in which the credential is going to be used, and the threat profile that the issuing agency is trying to operate in and or manage, and develop the optimum credential design for implementation. And yes, as you have said, that's complicated, but we pride ourselves as one of the leading document design and manufacturing companies in the world because of our capability to integrate all available technologies to meet a given threat profile.
We talked about the green card earlier, Bob. Is there any other project that you guys have been working on that you think is particularly interesting or unique that you can share some details with us about?
Well, Zach, there are many different programs that are unique. I'd like to try to avoid speaking about client activities that are not yet public.
Of course.
But I'm happy to address, in general, what some of the evolving themes are.
Okay, great.
And what might be interesting about those evolving themes. As you yourself mentioned a moment ago, what is noted in the Frost and Sullivan report is this trend towards implementing multi-technology in the credential design. And I referred to earlier the use of different both printing features and capabilities and techniques, as well as other devices that are used to increase the security resilience of a credential. Perhaps the most interesting evolution that's occurring in our industry today is the fact that issuing agencies are more often implementing multiple technologies on the same credential.
Okay.
Multiple technologies being defined as optical security media on the credential to carry demographic biometric information, and also highly resolved personalized visual information, as well as a machine-readable technology like a contact chip or like a contactless inlay, or in fact all three. So what is an emerging theme is this integration of these multiple technologies on a credential, each of them providing a unique capability, each of them in many ways increasing the counterfeit resistance and or utility of the credential, and all of which require the document designer and manufacturer, like LaserCard, to implement a set of production technologies and integration skills that we haven't been called upon to do substantially in the past, if we go back, say, 3 to 5 years. What's most unique about our work today in the particularly interesting customer applications that we're working on is increasingly they are calling for the implementation of multiple types of technologies on the credential, and that design work, as well as manufacturing capability, are two capabilities or two unique attributes that LaserCard brings to those opportunities.
Well, Bob, unless there's something else, I'd like to thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
Zach, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.